Late afternoon found the weather still overcast, but calm. Gorat stayed huddled against the mast, where he had been since early morning. The pangs of seasickness had left him, and the pain in his wounded forehead had calmed somewhat. No beast had bothered him all day, though he was aware of Codge watching him from a distance. Then the cook, a greasy, bloated rat-wife, dragged a cauldron along the deck, halting where she knew the chained prisoner could not reach. Taking the lid from the cauldron, she began stirring it, yelling in a shrill voice,
"Come and get your victuals afore I tosses them overboard."
The aroma of cooked food assailed Gorat's nostrils, and he realised how desperately hungry he was. The crew lined up at the bowls and dishes as she began slopping out steaming ladles of the mixture. Even Vizca attended, holding out a basin and questioning the cook as she filled it to the brim with the mixture.
"This smells good. What is it, Claimer?"
She gave Vizca a snaggletooth grin.
"Me own special skilly, Captain. Carrots and turnips, oats and herbs, with lots of shrimp and mackerel in it."
Vizca winked broadly at the vermin crew, who were sitting out of Gorat's reach, eating their meal.
"Yeah, that'll put that swinkle back in your eyes, buckos."
They made a great show of blowing on the hot skilly and scooping it up, some at the grimy bare paws. Vizca knew just how far the chain would allow his captive to roam. Carefully, he placed the filled bowl out of the young badger's reach and began coaxing him.
"Come and taste it, friend. You must be starving, eh?"
Gorath uncovered his head and stared at the bowl, but he made no move for it. Vizca continued taunting.
"Good victuals. Shrimp and fishes from the Northland coast and vegetables from your farm. Try some."
Gorath rose. He staggered forward to the end of the chain, reaching out. The crew laughed uproariously at his vain attempts to reach the bowl. The badger gave up and went to sit with his back to the mast. The golden fox dipped a paw in the bowl and sucked it.
"Real good this is, Rockhead. I tell you what, I'll move it closer if you speak to me."
Gorath locked eyes with the smiling fox but kept silent. Something in those eyes made Vizca feel nervous. The smile fell from his face and he snarled.
"Without food, you're a dead beast. Speak!"
Then the badger spoke.
"You will die before I do. You and that other one."
Here he nodded toward Codge.
"And as many of these scum as I can take with me. So don't waste your time talking. I don't speak with beasts who are already dead to me."
Vizca leapt up, quivering.
"You beg me to die afore I'm done with you."
He kicked the bowl, sending it into the sea. The golden fox strode back to his cabin, with Codge trotting in his wake.
"I told you we should have killed him, Captain."
Vizca shoved Codge into the cabin ahead of him.
"Shut your mouth, idiot. The crew can hear you."
No beast noticed Dergie sidle up to the rail and sit beside Snikey. The runty weasel was licking inside his empty bowl when the black rat murmured into his ear softly.
"Did you see that? Waste of good victuals the way our captain kicked that bowl of skilly overboard. I could eat that extra bowl. Couldn't you, mate?"
Snikey stared into his empty bowl.
"Aye."
"Then why don't you go and get it, spy?"
Snikey fell backward into the sea from the rail, a look of shock on his face, and Dergie's blade between his ribs. Grivel and Fearog quickly filled the vacant space at the rail. Dergie nodded at the sea.
"Snikey's just gone to get more skilly."